I know that in the work, Martha's Vineyard and New York are both heavily featured, New York City.
Yeah.
Can you talk about those locations and the other locations and how they've inspired you and what roles they play in your work in general?
I don't know if I would be officially honored, but I consider myself a citizen of New York. I did live there for a while, and I'm totally in resonance with that city. It's convenient that one of my characters has business to do in New York. So she has a house there. And Andres has a studio in Tribeca. So they are rooted there. Andres had a world journey from Argentina to Europe, to England, back to New York. He's purposely chosen New York to make his mark. So that choice, when artists decide to make it in New York, that's a worthy theme. And therefore, I get to write about New York and the settings and the excitement and the trouble in New York. Karen lives in Inwood, which is at the very northern tip of Manhattan, and there's a beautiful forest, primeval forest almost. It's really never been cut, right across the street from where she lives. And so I got to weave that in. And there's a couple scenes in that woods and in her house. And, you know, they're running up and down Manhattan, and they find a restaurant on the Upper West Side where my phrase is, tourists are few and celebrities are so common that it doesn't stir everything up. So she can go out and have lunch with him. There's things like that. And that's such a New York thing. I mean, it's an LA thing too, but
more New York though, because New York, everyone's compressed.
Yeah, you're pressed together. You're walking on the street. I mean, in LA, you're in your car with the tinted windows, right? So here, the celebrities come to this island, you know, this beautiful island, and powerful people in literature and publishing, newspapers, media, finance come to this island, and they have places, you know, either permanent or for the summer or whatever. So it's a center of that energy. You know, I guess it just seemed right to vibrate with that. And it seemed right that Lydia, this patroness, would have a property here. It was just natural for her to have it here, like so many other people who are here. She's a very important person. I'll take that back. She's not a very important person in New York, but she is a known person in real estate and art circles in New York.